Welcome to RunWithIt, Canada's running fitness and health program, and welcome to our new show, Open. On this month's episode, I was in conversation with Rita Gartner about self-care tips. But first, let's go to the sports doctor segment. Check this out.
Joining me is Dr. Bob Weil, known as Dr. Bob, who is a respected sports podiatrist and radio host of The Sports Doctor. And he's here this month to talk about strength training for runners and athletes. Welcome, Dr. Bob.
Hey, Christine. Yes. Great to be back, and it's exciting to have this. You know, we're naming this the Sports Doctors In segment. RunWithIt. So it's great to be with you. It's a big topic. We talk about it all the time. You know, runners, of course, but any athlete who's playing a sport is going to benefit from strength training. And there's a lots of type, whether we're talking weightlifting or bands, rubber bands or balance work, all sorts of exercise. That athlete at almost any age will benefit from the strength training on the side to try to prevent so many different overuse problems.
Mm-hmm. So what is strength training?
You know, you're looking to be able to, again, strengthen all the areas you're using. Besides all the areas that surround it. Imagine you're a tennis player and you're swinging the racket 5,000 times a week. You know, we just had my friend, he's a tennis coach, his young 12-year-old with elbow surgery from overuse, from so much overuse that he paid big attention. So the idea of strength training is to do the best we can to strengthen all the areas that are involved, not only in the sport specifically, whether it's the elbow of the tennis player, the shoulder of the pitcher, the feet, ankle, knees, shin, the runner, etc. And the idea is to, at least a couple of times a week, add some strength training. Again, people can include yoga. People can include Pilates. People can include, I like circuit training. Imagine yourself in the gym and you're doing an upper body exercise and a lower body exercise and you're moving through with very little rest, not looking to dramatically use a lot of weight to work as many different parts of the body as possible. And a good idea, Christine, is to get the feedback of an athletic trainer, personal trainer, or physical therapist to come up with a good program for you or your son or daughter with the sport in mind. And that makes big sense. So strengthen all the areas to prevent injuries. You know, we talk a lot about on our Sports Doctors In segment with you that there are two things everybody cares about in sports. Can we prevent injuries and can we enhance performance? And strength training helps both.
And the older we get, the strength training is even more important, correct?
It is. There's no doubt about it that if you want to be able to be active, then, you know, we were just talking about this because I wrote a big article on pickleball. Pickleball is, you know, exploding all over the place. It's great, you know, for all these older people, but it's physical. And the article was about, hey, you better get in shape, man. You know, if you're running, it's like racquetball, running around, changing direction. And the older we get, and with the kinds of problems we have, joint problems and other kinds of situations, again, it becomes very, very important to get educated on a good program that you can stick with, feel real good about the fact that you're being proactive, and go get them.
Mm-hmm. And you know, like it reduces injuries, right? And muscle imbalances, and it improves your stamina too. Like it's a lot of benefits to strength training.
Exactly. Well, you're a competitive runner. You've been a competitive runner. You're pounding your body with tremendous pressures. So you want to be able to strengthen your whole lower extremity. You want to strengthen. You know, I had Bob Guida, my famous mentor in sports medicine. I met in the late 70s. You can see the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and all these great athletes. And he used to talk about the core, the core, the core. Back then, medicine didn't know how to spell the word core. See the idea of how important it was. So absolutely the areas, whether it happens to be stamina or like you said, do your best to prevent overuse problems from repetitive motion and just either doing too much or being too aggressive. And the older we get, the more susceptible we can be. And it doesn't change the equation. If your son or daughter's a 12, 13-year-old athlete playing a sport, strength training makes big sense if supervised.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's important to start early, too, because there's a lot of, you know, youth playing sports, and you have to do it properly, strength training. Otherwise, you can get injured.
Very, very good point. Proper technique is very, very important. This is why, like you said a few minutes ago, consult with a physical therapist, a personal trainer. Doesn't mean you're taking lessons. What you do is you get proper technique. We used to see this all the time with the rubber band exercises that we recommend so highly for feet and ankles. And you don't want to cause injury by being like when we see somebody's doing squats and they're getting into a deep position and we're saying, hey, you can aggravate those knees. So technique is a big deal.
Mm.
And so is good sense.
Yeah.
Right, Christine?
Which
yes. Is to, you know, don't overdo it. Just include it.
Mm-hmm. Great information. And Dr. Bob, people want more information. Where can they go?
They go to sportsdoctorradio.com. They can find out all my platforms, all sorts of information about so many different areas. They go back, if they go to radio shows, they go back years worth of radio shows. You've been on 3-4 times, so they can catch you.
Yes.
So, yeah, sportsdoctorradio.com. We have a ton of followers on Twitter, over 30,000. Lots of great information at sportsdoc, DOC Radio. And hey, Christine, the Sports Doctor's In segment. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. And we'll have you come back next month.
Who knows? I might be there visually.
Thank yes, you, yes.
You're Thanks, welcome. Everybody.
Joining me is Rita Garko. She's a stress management educator. She's an international author. And she's a self-care expert, and she's back on the show to talk about her launch, and it's Stress Less, Live Happier Community, correct?
Yes. Yay! Yeah, I think, you know, it's crazy. You know, the last time we were together was pre-COVID, and now I just, you know, talking to my clients and workshop participants, and it's like, this is so needed, right? I mean, it's who would ever have seen this coming? These stressors, this stress, like constantly the stress overload. So thank you for inviting me to be back. This is awesome.
Yeah. So how did it begin this launch? It just recently launched, right? Not too long ago.
Yeah, actually on Tuesday. So this is the phase one. I'm looking for the VIP founding members, which is a small monthly fee, but there's also a free membership, which I'm really encouraging people. I get it. You know, you're not going to put money on something you're not sure of. So I'm encouraging people just to come in on the free membership, check it out. And I'll explain more about what it is. So, really, you know, we all have our own gifts, right? And really sort of deciding or figuring out how we can best serve others and help support and motivate others. So this is the community platform. I love small groups. I love educating. I love hearing from people. I love relationships. What's one of my strengths is creating relationships. And a lot of people, most of us are hurting, you know, really mental health. I mean, even look, you know, if you're watching the Olympics with Simone Biles, and I applaud her for standing up and really taking care of herself. And so, you know, I lost my dad in May, and I've really been struggling with the grief. My brother's 1-year anniversary of his passing just came up. And, you know, these are all very real things that you can't just push under the rug, right? You have to be, it's okay to not be okay. So what I've creating is a community which is password protected, whether you're free or and I've had that concern. This is not open to everybody. We have strict guidelines. We will ask you to leave if you don't. You know, this just needs to be a safe place where you can be authentic and real. And there's, chat rooms, and there's resources, connecting with experts. I'm working on that section right now where I'm going to give you trusted in professionals that I've been to, that I've worked with. There's all my sanity savers, with my self-care text club that comes out every Tuesday morning. All those are listed there. My cousin in Sweden has sent me these great waves and wind water videos that are only a minute long. So I've posted those, the link to my YouTube channel. And it's all about self-care. It's all about simple self-care. It's all about learning, what can I do in this moment to bring my stress level down? What little things can I do that I can strengthen my stress armor? Because the stress is not going away. That was a really long answer for your question.
Well said. It's like it's interactive, and it's for everyone. It's like anyone can join.
Absolutely. And so in the chat rooms, it's private. Like you post and no one can they can respond to you, but your email, your private information is not up there, that they can go outside of that platform and connect with you. And I know that's a big concern for a lot of people. And so it is private. You actually have to go into the chat room to see what people are saying and responding. And, I've had my group of testers, and I've got my first, members in there, and just really engaging and finding like-minded individuals, because not everybody gets it, mm-hmm. right? So you've got some people that are just going to stuff it away and say, oh, suck it up and, be tough. You can make it through this. And then there's other people that really need more support. And this isn't going to resonate with everyone. This is quite sort of specialized, or, you've got to be just have to be open to that, right? To kind of opening yourself up and getting help from others.
Yes. And the thing too, I like when you said, stress is not going to go away. It's how you manage it. And it's like, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to reach out.
It is. And, Christine, I'm okay sharing personal information. I realize that I do that, and I'm okay making myself vulnerable. And not everybody likes me. Not everybody's going to agree with what I say. But my making myself vulnerable and admitting to, saying things, like, for example, I just started seeing my counselor again. I haven't seen her in 3 years. And, I've been struggling. We've, got two teenage girls at home. They've been doing school all year. There's so much going on. And so I'm back in counseling, and everyone needs a counselor and a good massage therapist is the way I look at it. So, but there's no shame in asking for help.
With the pandemic, there's more of an awareness, right? That we do need to take care of ourselves, but people are thinking, well, it's selfish. It takes too long. where do I start? All these questions in your book. I love your book.
Thank you. Well, the reason I do what I do is because this is how I figured out to survive and to survive the stress. And I do not handle stress well. I become overwhelmed quite easily. And so I've had to figure out how am I going to strengthen my stress armor, and how am I going to deal? Because my life is a lot of stress. Okay. I have two teenage daughters, like seriously, 14 and 16. If that's not stress enough as it is, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about starting with one thing. Let's set ourselves up for success. Pick one thing. That's all it is. One thing. Because I don't know about you, Christine, but I know that, in the past, it's been like, okay, I'm ready to lose weight, and I'm ready to start stressing less, and I'm ready to get healthier. And so then I decide to give up sugar. I give up coffee. I only eat while getting green food. I'm going to work out 2 hours every day, right? Woo! First day, I'm like, oh, I can do this. And I do it. And second day, it's like, oh, this is a little hard, but I still do it. And my third day, I'm like, this is crazy. So why not set yourself up for success and just pick one thing? Yes. Stretch while you brush your teeth. Get rid of some of that back pain. You know, it's, yeah.
I love it. And I like the KISS, you know, keep it simple, the KISS principle, rather, keep it simple, sweetie. That's how you're going to overcome. Like mine is like, you know, doing some stretching every morning. I make that as my ritual and it helps me calm my mind. And that may not work for others, but it's finding that, you know, one thing and then you add to it. So it works for me.
No, absolutely. And that's why I've divided the simple self-care into three categories. And so probably next year, I'm going to be working on a second edition and I'm going to flesh that out. So now I've created three categories because we're all different. So whether you're what works for you is, you know, power of the pause is like being in the moment, closing your eyes, you know, really intentionally relaxing your body, taking some deep, slow breaths, wiggling your toes, as opposed to maybe you need to get up from your desk and do, you know, 10 jumping jacks, or maybe they need to go for a 5-minute walk, as opposed to somebody who maybe could read some scripture or maybe journal or make a list. So it really, it's about self-awareness. You know, I am not saying that this is the guaranteed way to, you know, build up your stress armor. The choice is up to you, because it's finding something that you want to do that you will do, and then help yourself.
Yeah, that's wonderful. No, and I love your book, as I said, and you also have Sophie and now Simon.
Yeah. Yeah. Sophie and Simon self-care. So, I introduced Sophie in the book. I don't know. It's just sort of simple self-care, Sophie self-care, just something fun. And that's, it has to be fun too. I mean, I can be very serious, but having had kids, I feel like I'm certified in drama and, you know, we have to ease up. Like we really, you know, we need to stop and smell the roses and laugh. Laugh is a great stress buster. Oh my gosh. Like watch a funny movie, find some stupid dad jokes or something. You know, it's this, so many simple pieces to it. So, and this is what I'm trying to do, is I'm just trying to educate. Like we've heard all this information probably a dozen times before, but I'm hoping that the way I'm saying it and connecting the dots makes sense to more people.
Yes. Yes. And keeping it simple, and it's your self-care tip. And the most important thing is reducing the stress level, and it'll work. So tell us, how can one get involved in the launch, and what other services do you offer? You offer master classes, workshops, you're all over. Like, I don't know how you do it.
Sometimes I wonder too. This is why I do my self-care. So if you go to my website, simpleselfcare.net, right on the top in the tab is a community. If you click on that, it opens up a community page. There's a video that shows you what the dashboard, what it looks like. And there's two levels. Those are on the bottom. So you just check that page out. So simpleselfcare.net/community will get you there. And just like I said, just join with a free membership, no obligation, and just check it out. So also starting this October, I will be starting a series of workshops. They will be live, but I'll also be streaming them online. So I have a great event space in Uptown Charlotte. And so I'll be using that space. So every month, every third Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., which is really early for you, your time.
You know what? You're worth it. It's worth it.
Oh, thank you. So my first one, October 16th, will be Aging with Ease, and it's going to be a hands-on workshop. And for anyone, that information's all upcoming on my website. It's not quite there yet. There'll be some hands-on tools. And if there's anyone that's interested in doing it online, then I can suggest the tools or even send, we'll figure that out. Cause it's gonna be a foam roller and simple stretching and just education about how our bodies are aging and why we're hurting and why it hurts more now, to, you know, after you work out than it did 20 years ago.
Yes.
And then I'll be doing a masterclass series starting in January, which will be, it's a 6-week intensive, one class every week. And we deep dive into stress overload. So you really get an understanding of where your stress level is, how to deal with your stressors, what is stressing you out, what happens when you're stressed out, like what happens in your body, to really understand, again, connecting the dots that, oh my gosh, if I don't get this under control, I could end up with high blood pressure. I can end up with, irritable bowel syndrome. I could end up with cancer. I could end up. So just all that education piece. And then there's always an accountability piece at the end of every session. It's like, okay, one thing are you going to work on this next week? And you tell everyone in the, it's just a small group, up to 12 people. And then the following week, you let us know how it went. If it didn't go well, we'll figure out a solution and rework it and pick something else. So it's all about support. And I've given this class about 6 or 7 times, and it really builds up a camaraderie. And it's really, you know, you don't just hear from me, you hear from everybody. And so it's really exciting. I just feel like I'm in the right place at the right time. And I just want to help people go from feeling crappy to happy with simple self-care. So.
Yes. And you're now entering a stress-free zone. I love it. Love it.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website at runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.
Run With It is sponsored by the BC Sports Hall of Fame, Mallory's Fashion Network, and Rita Gartneau, self-care expert.